From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Now, a presidential contender whose rhetoric on the economy made him famous but did not win him the White House. We're going back to 1896 in our series called Contenders, about groundbreaking presidential candidates who lost the race. Back then, the United States was in the midst of a depression that had begun with a series of bank failures and a run on gold, the basis for the dollar. The hot election issue that year was whether to ditch the gold standard. Among those in favor was a young man named William Jennings Bryan. At the Democratic Convention, he delivered one of the most famous speeches in American history, the Cross of Gold speech. Here's the story of William Jennings Bryan, produced by Joe Richman and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries.
My name is Michael Kazin. I wrote a biography of William Jennings Bryan entitled A Godly Hero.
My name is Richard Bensel. I wrote the book Passion and Preferences, William Jennings Bryan and the 1896 Democratic National Convention.
What we want is honest money, good as gold and pure as honey, every dollar sound and true.
In 1896, the major question was a choice between silver and gold as backing for the American dollar.
At the time, Americans could actually take a paper dollar to the Treasury and redeem it for its value in gold.
But the supply of gold was decreasing, which meant that it was deflationary. And that was good for creditors, it was good for the wealthy, it was good for the banks, but it was very bad for farmers and miners and the small people of the United States. And that's where William Jennings Bryan came in. The Democratic National Convention was in early July in 1896.
Bryan was known as the most eloquent speaker for the silver cause. And so his role was going to be giving the most important speech for the silver plank at the convention.
He was very young. He was 36 years old. He'd served a couple terms in Congress, been defeated. He was an unsuccessful candidate for the Senate from Nebraska. And that was it.
Bryan was not expected to be a leading candidate for president in 1896.
He was not even a long shot at the beginning of the convention. But Bryan's Cross of Gold speech changed people's minds. We will never know how Bryan's speech sounded to the spectators in Chicago in July 1896. We can only take what he recorded after the fact and try to imagine just how it would have sounded before 20,000 people.
Mr. Chairman and gentlemen of the convention.
There were no microphones, so you stood on a platform before 4.5 acres of people. If they were not quiet, they could not hear you.
I come to speak to you in defense of a cause as holy as the cause of liberty, the cause of humanity.
This is a revival. This is a revival of plain folks' democracy, to say we really are the ones who deserve to win, not those who are winning.
The man who is employed for wages is as much a businessman as his employer. The attorney in a country town is as much a businessman as the corporation counsel in a great metropolis.
Bryan had a talent to read the reactions of thousands and thousands of people and almost imperceptibly to cue them.
We petition no more. We defy them.
Now, when he gave that line, "We defy them," he moved almost imperceptibly back a step, and the spectators exploded. They threw things in the air, they stomped their feet, doing anything else that would make noise. And then when he moves forward, they'd stop, and then he'd deliver the next phrases.
We will answer their demand for a gold standard by saying to them, "You shall not press down upon the brow of labor this crown of thorns."
And here he extends his arms out on either side and just stands there with his arms outstretched.
"You shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold."
First there's silence, but then there's a little bit of clapping in various parts of the convention hall. And that clapping turns into people standing on their chairs and throwing things and yelling, and then the stomping, and then it's just pandemonium.
Atlanta Constitution, July 10th, 1896. Nearly all the silver states and some of the gold states joined in the procession and marched in triumph around the floor. Hundreds of umbrellas were opened by the apparently crazed people. Everybody stood up, shouted, waved handkerchiefs, hats, flags, canes, and anything else conspicuous and portable.
He had stated so well a case for silver, a case for the little guy, that had not been made better, really, by anybody.
On the next day, Bryan won the nomination for the presidency.
The Republican nominee in 1896 was William McKinley, former governor of Ohio and former congressman from Ohio. William McKinley ran what was called a front porch campaign. He stayed on his front porch in Canton, Ohio, and had voters come to him. They'd come and be given food and drink, and McKinley would give them a little speech from his front porch, and they would go home, and then the next group would come in. But Bryan was different. Bryan traveled 18,000 miles by train, gave as many as 600 speeches in 3 months. He basically was campaigning 12 hours a day. And I think in many ways he was a forerunner of every campaign in the 20th century.
When he gets to Washington,
the election was fairly close, but William McKinley, much better financed, won by a little less than 5% of the popular vote. And William McKinley was inaugurated on March 4th, 1897.
A responsibility and a duty greater than that of any since the Civil War.
Do not falter or be slow on our country to bestow all the aid to gain protection that we know.
Bryan's Cross of Gold speech is known historically now as one of the most effective speeches in all of American politics. But it was almost a curse, I think, in the end. I think it dominated his life. I mean, it basically became the central and defining feature of his whole career. If you can imagine a politician who can do something this well, has this incredibly splendid moment, has it at the age of 36, and then basically spends the rest of his life trying to do it again, and it never happens.
He was a natural-born orator. His voice was rich and grand.
Bryan was nominated two other times for president by the Democrats, 1900 and 1908, losing both times.
3 times he ran for president.
But at the same time, Bryan's platform of really believing that you need to make the masses more prosperous and that prosperity will work its way up to the rich rather than trickle down, his support for more government intervention in the economy to help the have-nots, that really became the core of modern liberalism. I mean, he changed his party. You can say in many ways that Bryan was one of the most important losers in American political history.
Our series Contenders is produced by Joe Richmond and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries, with help from Ben Shapiro and Deborah George. Tomorrow, we'll hear about Adlai Stevenson. At our website, you can hear more of the Cross of Gold speech by William Jennings Bryan. He recreated it for a recording in 1921. That's at npr.org.